Tuba City, Arizona is a typical reservation town. About an hour east of the Grand Canyon, it's a quiet, starkly beautiful place surrounded by red, dusty cliffs and mesas. It's a stopping point for tourists visiting Indian country, and the hospital and high school provide good-paying jobs. Compared to towns bordering the reservation, though, Tuba City is still poor. The homes are small, many are ramshackle, there are several boarded-up storefronts, but there are encouraging signs like a new hamburger restaurant and encouraging sounds. About 40 construction workers, mostly local Navajos, are building a two-story office building and retail shopping mall. It's the first of five planned developments across the reservation. Robert Bodoni is rigging up heavy iron beams for the welders.
It's like a big old Rector set. You ever play with a Rector set?
Mr. Bodoni says he's grateful for a construction job close to home, even if it's not permanent.
I'm just a hand. I'm just a temporary worker. It's all right. Yeah, it pays the bills. It pays the bills.
The project's developers include both Navajo and outside investors. They expect to have as many as 11 retail tenants by this summer. It's a modest example of how things are improving, even for remote tribes like the Navajo. Harvard professor Joe Kalt co-authored a recent study detailing Native Americans' rising incomes. He was not surprised to find that the economies of tribes that have opened casinos are improving.
But it was surprising to find that the non-gaming tribes as well were growing so much more rapidly than the United States as a whole.
But the economist acknowledges there's still a long way to go.
We estimate that even with the rapid growth in the 1990s, if it were to continue, it would take almost 50 years for American Indians to catch up in terms of their income and quality of life with the rest of the United States.
Professor Kalt concedes the economic picture in Indian country is still uneven. In Tuba City, for example, the new shopping mall will create over 100 construction and retail jobs. But Don Williamson, who's managing the project for developer Chuska Sahara, says there are many more people still looking for work.
Unfortunately, the unemployment rate up here in Tuba City area is horrendous. We see probably an average of about 30 to 35 applicants in a two-day span, so I figure about 70 applicants a week. As far as actual applications on file, we have anywhere from 300 to 400 applications on file.
Still, tribes like the Navajo have grown savvier when it comes to attracting new businesses and new jobs. Harvard's Joe Kalt credits a shift in federal policy that allows tribes to make more of their own decisions. The Regional Business Development Office in Tuba City lured Chuska Sahara by first acquiring the land for the mall and then installing utilities for it. Navajo tribal member Larry Manuelito is the company's managing partner. He says the business climate here has improved in recent years, but many developers are still wary of the reservation's bureaucracy.
I think people are afraid of all the regulations that are in place. You know, you've got to comply with government regulations. You're faced with land status. When these kinds of things pop up, a lot of people right away immediately just say, well, you know what, maybe I'm not interested. They want something that's very simple, easy, and clean cut.
While the Tuba City project is steadily taking shape, it has definitely not been clean cut. It took 3 years to persuade the tribal government and outside investors to back it. But that hasn't discouraged the Navajo Nation, which has even loftier ambitions for business development. The tribe is expected to break ground on its first casino later this year. For VOA News Now, I'm Daniel Crocker in Tuba City, Arizona.